Sluggo just called me his flower, so this working relationship is over.
Mein Führer.
Oh, right. That's what you said. Yes. Yeah, that's even worse.
At least I put the L in there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
Eating raw meat to get high?
That is the... I saw that on your little list, and I'm like, well, that's a fun way to die.
It doesn't seem ideal.
Neanderthals figured out that's a bad idea.
And don't drugs exist? If you want to get high...
I got a suitcase full for
there's
you.
There's a lot of stuff that you can do that with.
Yeah.
You had one job on the show today.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Man swindled COVID relief to buy an alpaca farm. It sounds like Mad Libs, but it's a true story. It is, by the way, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
How about that?
That's why all these margarita glasses are everywhere.
Correct.
And everyone's drunk down the hall more so than usual. I was wondering.
So we are going to do Cinco de Mayo's Parties Gone Wrong, which happens anytime there's drinking involved.
Yes, indeedy.
And there's a holiday. Everything goes south. And our 1 second of nonstop
now,
rock.
Hold on. This is insane. I can't even believe it. $7,000, is that right?
That
Seven?
Is correct.
What?
$7,000.
$7,000.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock before 4 p.m., we'll give you a chance to get that and win that money.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Rob is promising not only new Judas Priest music, but he says it's going to really kick your ass, basically. It's
all right.
He's very excited about it.
So it's very different than other Judas Priest?
Yeah, it's unusual for an artist to be excited about their new music.
Yes.
I think it's going to be good.
Hey, there have been some really good new albums out this year.
They really have,
which
man.
Makes it fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this story or not, but there were two teachers that were fired. They were supposed to be advising and watching students.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It doesn't seem that hard.
No, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to this report.
All right.
Two men entrusted with the care of students are under arrest tonight after a field trip gone wrong.
According to the school superintendent, the two Athens area school district employees were arrested in the state of Virginia at Virginia Beach while chaperoning the senior trip. The social studies teacher Christopher Weldy and Benjamin Gambrelli, a learning support staff employee and varsity girls track coach, well, they were both charged with being drunk in public and using profanity, according to
Pumping Dublick, man.
Seriously.
Drunk.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you're just watching a senior trip. You got to not drink for what?
A few hours.
24 hours?
At most. And then you're back to it.
You have to get smashed and use profanity while you're watching seniors?
Probably.
They're seniors.
Well, they're gonna teach you anyway.
Yeah,
they're going to learn you up. You're like, yeah, drink this.
But wait until you hear what one of them did.
Oh, nice.
The school's website, Gambrelli, also served as the advisor of the students against a destructive decision.
All right, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
He served as the advisor for a group called Students Against Destructive Decisions.
Like naming themselves Students Against Destructive Decisions?
No, but I'm saying he's the guy that's watching over these group of people to not make bad decisions, and he's smashed and cursing and gets fired.
You got to see what you not do, you know?
That's ironic. It says this group envisions a world in which young people make positive decisions that advance their health and safety.
Like when they're like watching over younger people, they get messed up, man!
That dude was fired. Can you imagine being in that narc group and then thinking, oh, I'm an advisor?
Maybe they're lying. Maybe they just had one sip of something. Maybe they were like, these guys are terrible. They looked at a beer.
That's possible. You can never tell.
Yeah, you never know.
I like to think that the guy that was supposed to keep him making good decisions got drunk.
I hope so.
I think so too. Yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a driving question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're two cars back,
okay,
and the car at the front is in the right turn lane.
Okay.
Just not paying any attention, looking at his phone or whatever.
Of course, naturally.
And there's no cars coming.
Right, right.
But you're two cars back.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The car in front of you isn't doing his due diligence
right
by honking.
Yep.
So what do you do?
I honk. That's not even
if
a question
you're two
to
back,
me.
Oh,
hell yeah. All three back. I don't care.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've had plenty of people, like a couple behind me or in front of me, be like, hey, shut up. I can't go. And I'm not
right.
honking at you.
Right, that's the problem.
Right? Figure it out, though.
But we need a different horn.
Yeah.
We need a horn for, like, this isn't for you.
Oh, what a good idea.
I don't know. I mean, there needs to be something. You can, you can hit a horn like this. Just real quick.
Right.
Wake people up. But you know the person in front of you is going to be upset.
Right.
So,
I don't care, though.
I can't go.
Yeah.
You don't care about the guy.
No, I don't care.
All right,
they should just be able to know.
If that's the case, then you just hit this one. You know, or on the air.
Another one?
Either way.
Well, that's what I always do.
I did that today on the way into work. First the tap, mm-hmm. and then the longer one.
Sure.
And eventually the guy in front looked up and was like, oh, I can turn right.
And
he turned right.
I'm happy to see that you're nicer than I am on things.
Am I?
Because, yeah, I was like, get the hell out of the way! What is your problem?
Well, I mean, are you late in that case? Because I'm usually that. I'm the aggressive when I'm late, but...
No. You know, time doesn't matter for
it
me
doesn't
on that.
Matter.
No.
It bugs me that they're not paying attention. That does
yes,
bug me.
Because I always pay attention.
But
I pay
we need
crazy
to
attention.
Get around the car in front of
yeah.
you horn
yes.
so that they know
I
you're not honking
that
at
idea.
Them.
No, that's a good idea. Because I do kind of, I will admit, there's a I little need, bit of me that feels a little bad.
Yes, that's
exactly,
what I need. And then you know, hey,
today.
That's not for
you. Right.
That's not for you. It's for the guy in front of you.
Right.
I don't know. We need to solve this somehow.
Yes, we do. You're an engineer.
I'm
you're
not
listening.
An engineer,
not you.
Oh,
clearly not you.
Oh, you're
or
asking,
me.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, someone out there can figure that out. That's
sure.
a great idea.
How do you let people know that the horn's not for them?
It's for a couple up or the one in front of you.
Because they're not paying attention. Yeah. If they were doing the honking, you wouldn't need
they
to honk.
They should be. If you're behind the dumbbell that's sitting there, you're supposed to honk.
A lot of yelling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I'm really grateful that a lot of you have missed this.
Yeah, you know, it's been helpful that a lot of people who have absolutely no idea what our 1 second of rock is are calling in so that this is now much more money
I mean,
for you.
We don't necessarily wish bad on
no,
you.
No, I want anyone to have the money, absolutely.
But it is up to $7,000 now.
And so whatever you do, don't win now, so it goes to like 10 grand.
Now, I think what we're saying is if you could identify this 1 second of rock... You'll win $7,000.
That's true, but blow it so it keeps going up $500.
Either way. We're good either way.
All right, give it a good listen. Be caller number 13, 818-955-KLOS if you can tell us who this is and what the name of the song is. What do you think it is?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $7,000. KLOS, who's this?
This is Victor. Yeah.
Ah. That's a weird last name.
Richard, did you say?
Victor.
Victor, yeah. Okay. You're caller 13, Victor.
Yes.
Sounds like you're happy about that. Do you think you know what it is? Don't tell us yet.
Oh, I got it.
You do?
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, if you do have it, you'll win $7,000.
Is there any way you can get out of that wind tunnel you're in by any chance?
Yes. Is that better?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Woo.
Son of a bitch, you tortured us. You tortured us for the first minute of this call.
I've got to. I've been a long-time follower.
Well, it's fair enough then. All right, we're going to play it for you again. Tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. $7,000 is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go, Victor. What do you think that is?
Yes. Dia Verde, which means green day in Spanish, holiday.
You were so sure.
That's incorrect.
I'm sorry, man.
Damn.
I really thought you had it.
I did too. Sorry about that.
I thought you were going to say it.
Thanks, Victor. Yeah.
You can go back into the wind now if you like.
Thanks.
Okay.
$7,500 in the next hour. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Rather appropriate today, Juana's Addiction. On KLOS.
Wow, that was...
Come on, that was a wonderful accent.
That was really great.
It was impressive,
That
right?
was impressive,
It's
yeah.
as though I've lived here all my life or something.
There is a new bizarre social media trend.
Okay.
I say we stop warning people against this stuff.
Sure,
I
agree.
Say let's let them eat the pod tides or whatever they were.
Sure.
Let them eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, those people aren't going to accomplish anything, right?
You don't want your shot? No problem. Who cares?
People are forcing down chunks of rotten raw meat to get high.
Forcing down chunks of red raw meat.
Yes.
Wow, that's a really...
You forgot the word rotten.
Rotten?
Yes.
Rotten?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's particularly stupid.
People who have tried the raw, rotten meat
mm-hmm.
have also experienced explosive incontinence. What a surprise.
Wow. The sound's going with that.
Those taking part in the trend have dubbed it high meat.
I like that. I have to say, I like that phrase.
I mean, is there Is there no weed? Is there
no other drug
of any kind anymore?
There are fellas out there with suitcases full of whatever you could possibly want that do not give you explosive diarrhea.
And you're going to eat raw meat?
And you're going to eat rotten.
Yes.
Rotten meat.
Correct.
Raw, rotten meat. I mean, the Neanderthals learned that was a bad idea.
Those taking part in the trends have dubbed it as high meat and used the meat that has been left to rot over a period of weeks.
Months.
And in some cases, years.
Holy cow. Like, so how big a chunk are we talking here? And what does it do? What's your high? What is it exactly?
I don't know what the high is because I haven't tried it.
This is one thing you haven't tried.
That's correct.
The one thing I really am interested in.
I don't think I would ever try this under any circumstances.
No, that sounds like a torture thing.
Well, here's the audio of a guy, and he's supposedly eating this raw meat, and he's got a little spoonful.
Just a spoonful of rotten raw meat?
Yes, and he's
makes a high, come on.
He's just sort of looking at it.
Sure.
Like you can tell things are starting to go south as he records this.
Okay.
As I've said before, there's no way to describe the taste. Except for mushrooms, acidic, spicy. Rotten food is something completely else.
Right, stop.
Rotten food is completely something else. You know, that would go on a menu really well.
How do I describe rotten fruit?
Really
rotten food.
Really,
don't eat it.
Yeah, here's an idea. It must smell wonderful, I believe.
So this guy hasn't taken a bite yet. He's still looking at the spoonful.
I'm not sure if you should eat this much at once.
Oh, man, he doesn't even know the dosage? I mean, I was thinking probably a molecular amount, and that's,
I don't know,
dude.
But he had a spoonful, and he's it was starting to turn. You can see on his face, it was like, oh, man, I don't know that you should eat this much.
Oh, man.
And then he turned off the camera and ran.
Sure. So, like, with certain things, when he just mentioned, like, mushrooms, or whether you have to do the vomiting before the high comes on, is that the explosive diarrhea comes first?
I didn't look into it.
Why not?
Deep. At worst, it can cause serious illness. Severe tummy pain, vomiting, diarrhea, and dehydration.
Did you just say tummy pain?
I did. That's the article I read.
Tummy.
Yes, I read that.
You know, I think
it's not a word I use.
Doing that kind of stuff. You're not using the word tummy, usually. You're going to go to the doctor and say, oh, yeah.
So I have tummy pain.
From what?
I ate raw meat.
Trying to get high, man.
95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story, and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city in somewhere in Minnesota. Where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? That comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. All the clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out. When you see a clown just, like, walking across the street, that's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents, concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention. The Annandale police is aware of this individual, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is, though, or who
she is? In order to take any action about individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything about
this. No, if you're just wandering around on public property, dressed as a clown, staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers. You know, they all float down
there. And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it.
Yeah, the right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
I like the way he says
multiple clown sightings recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I can could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
And these sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or, I don't.
Doesn't matter.
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. It's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about a clown running around in the town of Annadale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
For residents like Katie.
You don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't either.
I hated them.
Can you imagine being a clown?
No, that seems like you're, I don't know.
At the circus?
No, that's a lot of work. And
1 year old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool. And he literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because.
No, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids. Scare the adults.
But
that's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny
as hell. That's hilarious.
It's not a normal clown.
But.
That's not a normal clown.
It's not a normal clown. That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried.
About the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No.
Hold
up. No, is that what hold I think up. It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. It started off really good, and then it just sort of petered out.
She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it.
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and you know.
In the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, that song. That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R.
And you know, when you eat a cookie, eat it now.
That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Man, make a note of it. Right. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure, you can't see anyone. Do you ever see The Shining?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
I'll buy that. I will buy that. 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable. But I believe that.
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street.
I love those I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more
if
from Queen
I were,
Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Yeah.
And your clown makeup is running and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good gig.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a... Or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think...
Let's find out.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
you
catch
said
me.
That perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Why was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from
day
one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown.
No.
Mm.
No.
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person on
Wayne. I'm Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties. A grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No, as a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What? $7,500.
$500.
Damn. Yes. And the latest from Cheap Trick, light up the fire.
Oh, I feel like they got it covered.
I was wondering if you would even notice my lovely singing.
I feel like they've got it covered.
Yeah, I suppose that
they have good vocals on that song and all.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't need that.
No? Okay.
We have 1 second of nonstop
rock
for you, and it is up to $7,500.
I mean, that's bananas. It's 1 second of audio, and all you have to do is tell us who it is.
Tell us the name of the song and the artist. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
And you've got $7,500.
And you will win $7,500. It's the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so here is your little clip. Good luck. Now's the time. Tell us what that was. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $7,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Kevin Cable.
Hi, Kevin Cable. You're caller 13.
Yeah. That's exciting.
We're going to play the clip again, but do you have an idea what it is?
Oh, yeah.
You do. All right.
You know, but the last few people have said that as well, and they haven't yet hit it. So if you think you can, I'll play you the little clip, and you tell us the name of the song and the artiste. And
if you're right, you get $7,500.
Let's get to it.
Okay, here you go. Take a good listen. What is that?
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow!
Yes! Yeah! Oh,
yeah. Are you kidding me right
now? How did you know that?
I worked hard to find it, but it's that, yeah. It was such a nostalgic note. How many times have you heard it?
Well, it sounds like a lot of different songs, which I think is why it was difficult.
Yeah, and someone said it sounded like a bus driving by. But you know what? Let me play a little more of it so everybody can get what you just got. Well, not the $7,500,
right?
But here you go.
Right.
Listen close, everyone.
That was the first sound.
Yep. Just right there at the end of the song. And, you know, it's kind of weird when you get down into that.
All right, take it easy. They've got it handled.
Hey, he's happy. It's $7,500.
$7,500. How are you going to spend it?
Oh, God. Pay down some debt. I don't know.
Oh, no. You got to blow this cash, man.
Well, I accrued debt buying cool things. it is blowing it.
Retro blowing.
In a roundabout way.
As it were. I think I've had that before. Well, anyways, congratulations, Kevin. We're very happy for you.
Awesome.
$7,500. Congrats. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That was awesome, giving away $7,500 to some guy named Kevin just a few minutes ago. Which sounds, if you're just tuning in, no, he didn't win.
How do you know, man? I could have just pocketed it and no one would know the better.
That's really tempting.
Out of Boston, an owner of a Massachusetts pizza parlor lied about the number of employees he had.
Well, okay. Well, wait, let's see. Tax reasons. Tax evasion. No, that's too easy. What?
To fraudulently obtain more than $660,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds.
Oh, dude, come on. Come on, man. I mean, it seems like, how many did he say he had? 400 employees?
He said something? He had like 50 and he only has 10.
Come on, dude.
So he got $660,000.
$666,000 is what he should have gotten.
Dana McIntyre is his name, 57 years old, Dana. From Vermont. He was arrested on Tuesday and charged with wire fraud and money laundering.
Those are weird things. They're like, right? I don't know, wire fraud. How about that?
That's bizarre.
No one knows what that is.
He was the owner of Rasta Pasta Pizzeria.
Rasta Pasta.
And in April 2020, when he applied for the Paycheck Protection Program loan.
Which he got really is helping people. Correct, man. Yes. Come on.
After he received the loan, he sold the pizza shop and used the money to purchase and upgrade a farm in Vermont and buy several alpacas.
Alpacas? You know, alpacas make people crazy. I don't know if you knew that.
What?
Alpacas make people bananas.
I don't think that's
the true
thing.
No, they do. They just go bananas. You know, the guy that runs K-Earth. No, not K-Earth. K-Earth. He's an alpaca
really?
Fan. Yeah.
Enthusiast?
Yeah, to put it mildly. And he's a little crazy. Hmm. You know? They're a little crazy. Over there.
He also bought at least two vehicles, including a 1950 Hudson. And he bought weekly airtime for a cryptocurrency-themed radio show.
All the while laughing to the bank.
That's what he did with his money. Yeah. If convicted of both charges, he faces up to 40 years in prison and $750,000 in fines.
See, now that's even more than he got.
So the dude understands cryptocurrencies enough to buy airtime and do a show about it.
Right. But that's what I mean. You know, anytime you're going that far, I mean, you know, you're going to get caught. I mean, you know.
$660,000 is a lot to...
They're not going to not notice that.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah.
So cheat by less is what we're saying.
That is kind of what I was definitely not saying.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. It's just not celebrating anything anymore.
Doesn't
so.
Feel like it.
No, not at all. Yeah. Let's get some tequila in here, man.
I am always fascinated by holidays with booze gone wrong. Always makes me laugh.
Yep.
Always entertaining.
Yep. Christmas is always fun, but Cinco de Mayo, man.
Cinco de Mayo. We had an employee who shall remain nameless.
Name him.
Beer Monk. Who came in the next day at about 8:40 after the sun woke him up, laying in a bush. He was laying and the sun woke him up. And
well, he's living the life, man. You know, he's really getting it done.
Went out that night.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Decided to really tie one on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just...
I mean, it is kind of... It's like people say, you know, New Year's Eve is amateur night. It's true, you know, generally.
It is true.
Yeah,
you but know. Also, even if you're not an amateur, on a day like today, you go harder than you normally
exactly.
would.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. So if you don't go at all, it's going to knock you down. And
right.
A lot of people just don't know their limits.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we want to take your calls of Cinco de Mayo gone wrong.
Yes, please.
In the past. Something went wrong. You blacked out. You don't know what happened. Your friends had to tell you. Whatever the situation was. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. That's a great party song right there. That's a great Cinco de Mayo classic, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Cinco de Mayo every time.
Yeah, me too.
KLOS, tell us about your Cinco de Mayo.
Screwed up on Easter.
Easter?
Wow. What happened on Easter?
I don't remember. Too many shots. Too many shots, and I ended up throwing up on myself. I don't remember anything after the Easter egg hunt.
Man, I do get really wasted every Easter.
What is it about? I've never partied on Easter.
No.
It's your family. It's all with your family.
Oh, all right.
Everybody gets liquored up.
Please tell me that you hadn't consumed a bunch of peeps, because those coming back.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, that's
no way. I hadn't consumed anything but a little bit of brie.
A bit of brie.
And that brie looked pretty good coming back.
Thanks for calling. Happy Easter. Hi, Kayla West.
We're talking about Cinco de Mayo's past.
A company we always used to go happy hour. Cinco de Mayo, tide went on. I came home, and the next day I found something written on my shoe.
Was it a phone number?
It was my boss.
It was your boss.
Yeah, and that's all I remember. I don't
Okay, good times. KLOS, tell us your Cinco de Mayo story.
So apparently I somehow walked over to my neighbor's apartment. I walked through their front door and fell asleep on their floor. I woke up. And there was somebody laying on the floor next to me, and I pushed that person and said, hey, what are you doing in my apartment? And it was a guy, and he goes, he woke up, looked at me, shook, like all confused, like, who the hell are you? So then I stood up, I went into one bedroom, because I was looking for my boyfriend. I'm like, hey, where's Kevin?
Why does it have to be Kevin?
That's kind of like, you know, people see cats in their apartment. They're not their cats. They'll be hanging out with their other cat lying on the floor.
I don't think that's the same thing, though.
No, usually they're sober, I suppose. 818-955-KLOS, give us your Cinco de Mayo stories. They went wrong. You're screwed up. You're a dumbass. I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
I was dying to know what the song was that was revealed earlier.
Bohemian Rhapsody, near the end of the song.
Oh.
I mean, it was pretty hard. That was a pretty hard one.
That was a
I
very
think.
Difficult one. Yeah. That's why people had trouble getting it, because it does sound sort of like a lot of different songs.
It could be anything. Yeah. Here, let's play that little piece again.
Okay, so here's it. That's it.
That is it. And this is the whole solution, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Just totally hear it as soon as it starts kicking in, but until then, people were guessing AC/DC, they were guessing, I mean, just all
cars.
Sorts of
there was
cars.
A lot of different...
Yeah, yeah.
But that guy won $7,500.
Kevin!
That guy's name is Kevin.
Yeah.
I should remember that.
It is a hard name to remember, I know. Well done, Kevin.
Well done, Kevin.
So tomorrow, we got some more cash.
No one's ever said. Why?
That right there.
Why do that?
That's why.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a chance for a Fandango gift card for you and a guest to see Wrath of Man. Have you heard of this movie?
No. Is that the one you were watching little bits? Yeah, you're
it's
really
Jason
looking forward
Statham,
to this. Yeah.
Who I love in action movies, and it's director Guy Ritchie.
Oh, nice.
And I've loved everything he does. He does movies that you can tell when you're watching them at the very beginning. You go, oh, this is a Guy Ritchie movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. So
it's really unique.
Wow, okay.
So we have that right now. It's in theaters everywhere on May 7th, and you can call right now and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Now, are you still working with Mike?
I am.
Great news
with Kevin and Mike on YouTube, if you would check it out.
And,
all positive stories.
I still have a cat that I need to go home and pet, so I'm off to pet the kitty.
You enjoy that. We'll
wonderful
see you
tomorrow. Kitty Boss. Okay, bye. It was on this day in rock in 1963 when Dick Rowe Head of Decca Records, because George Harrison suggested he do, went to see the Rolling Stones play in London, and they were signed within a week. It was on this day in rock in 1973 when David Bowie scored his very first UK number one album with Aladdin Sane. It was on this day in rock in 1986 when it was officially announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was going to be built in Cleveland, Ohio. And there was much rejoicing. I don't know.